The fireworks kept popping on the presidential campaign trail today. The Democrat, Senator Barack Obama, spoke at the National Urban League Convention in Orlando, Florida. That, a day after his opponent, Republican John McCain, took the same podium. Here's Senator Obama.
I recognize my opponent came before you yesterday. He attacked my record on education reform. This is someone who's been in Washington for nearly 30 years. He's got a pretty slim record on education. When he has taken a stand, he's been on the wrong side of the line. So I'm happy to put my record and ideas up against my opponents any day.
The big flare-up over the last several days has been over McCain's complaint that Obama had played the race card. Here's Senator McCain at a news conference yesterday afternoon.
He brought up the issue of race. I responded to it because I'm disappointed, and I don't want that issue to be part of this campaign. And since his campaign retracted it, I'm ready to move on.
NPR's Audie Cornish is in Orlando and saw both the candidates speak. So, Audie, have they moved on?
Well, in a way, they moved on. This sort of bickering about, quote unquote, who's playing the race card is something that has been sort of pervasive over the conversation over the last 2 days. But in this hall, both candidates have really stuck to attacking each other on the issues. Obama only made a brief mention today about not wanting to do any attacking of people's character. But mostly when they evoked each other's names, it was in the context of policy issues, particularly education.
And how did the crowds react to that?
Well, definitely with McCain, it was a tepid response. He gave a similar, if not the same, speech that he gave to the NAACP convention just a week or two ago, focusing his education policy discussion on things like school choice, vouchers, closing the achievement gap. Barack Obama has been to this event here, the Urban League convention, twice. He knew how to play to the crowd, and he brought up issues closer to their agenda about the issue of foreclosures, taxes and businesses, and also about education policy, but mostly defending the attacks that came from McCain yesterday on the topic.
Audie, they've done this a couple times, these back-to-back appearances of the two candidates before interest groups. How did these compare?
Well, I guess what's interesting is how each candidate tailors their approach. You know, Barack Obama is attempting to, in some ways, run his campaign in a way that says, yes, African-American community, I'm with you and I understand your issues, but this is not just about, quote-unquote, us, so to speak. Whereas, John McCain is really trying to reach out to any independents that might be in the room, any independents that might be out there watching in the battleground states where these conferences have been held the last few times. And so he's speaking to an audience not just in the room, but outside of it.
And outside the Urban League, I understand there's news today on the debate front?
Yes, the Obama campaign today agreed to do at least 3 debates with John McCain. John McCain out on the campaign trail has been very critical of this in general, saying that he wants as many debates as possible and for them to be town hall style debates. But the Barack Obama campaign so far has only agreed to 3 standard debates that will come over the next 2 to 3 months.
NPR's Audie Cornish from in Orlando. Thanks very much, Audie.
Thank you, Andrea.